Blog.
Thank you for coming to Fix the Family, Fix America, soon to be the number one greatest family radio show in all of the land. My name is Jack Hatfield. Thank you so much for joining us. I cannot offer you more happiness than I am right now for you listening to this show. It is going to be fantastic. My libation today, antioxidant power today, is 18 different fruits and vegetables in this product. So pretty stunned by that amount of items in one glass. One glass. Wow. Okay, we're going to get off to a big old head start today. Again, thank you for listening. If you would like to join in, please make sure you call 347-677-0692. We'd greatly appreciate it and love to hear from you. By the way, this show is called Fix the Family, Fix America, and we come to you in four parts plus one: positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And last but not least, because so many families are having to deal with degenerative diseases, we have offshoot of all of that in disease and the diet. A workshop is coming to a place near you very soon, diseaseandthediet.com, for our next one. I believe our next one is in Columbia, South Carolina, at the Earth Fair on Divine Street. So please, if you can make it out to Disease and the Diet. If you have any degenerative diseases or any things in your family that you'd like to find out how to be better with and deal with and maybe possibly prevent, make sure you get on board with Disease and the Diet. And we will make sure to do all we can to help you and your family overcome anything that you're possibly going through. Oh, full day today. Goodness gracious, full day today. We find out that, remember we talk about a lot of organic foods, which we don't call really organic food here. We just call it real food because organic food is what we all used to eat. Anyway, real food is the way you should be eating because a new study has now linked the overwhelming rise in ADHD to certain pesticides. We're going to hear about that. That's important to know. That's important to know. Also, teetotalers, you may want to pay attention. That's not a good thing for you because we found out that people who drink a lot, according to this study, and a lot meaning just a little bit more than what they used to say, goodness gracious, not, you know, 50 gallons of Jack Daniels a day, but people who drink this amount are healthier. We're also going to talk about knocking back a cold one. Hey, found out to be good for you again. Then we're going to find out when a woman went to the bathroom and obviously went and attempted to clean her bathroom, a very horrible accident occurred, and she ended up not surviving it. We're going to talk about that today also. We're going to make sure that when you're buying organic beef or real beef, that you're buying it from places that aren't just labeling organic beef by taking old dairy cows and feeding them corn in the last 150 days of their life, organic corn in the last 150 days of their life. No, to be truly organic, you have to be a certain way, and we're going to tell you what to look for. Then there's a pretty little card out to help your kids, even when they're not around you, understand what they can and cannot eat to keep the pesticides out of their mouth. It's a little Dirty Dozen cheat sheet that fits in the palm of their hand they can take with them. It's a little printable in their wallet, and you can print that out today and give it to your kids, and that way they know what they can be consuming safely and what they should be making sure is organic. Very important, very important. And then, KFC's in our news today. And it's for a reason that you probably wouldn't understand, but it's definitely interesting. Definitely interesting. Then I'm going to tell you about why organic foods could real foods do cost a little bit more, but we're going to show you if you continue to keep up your purchases, the cost will continue to come down. Then we're going to talk about a premature child. The parents were given two stark options. You can have the termination, or you can try to turn a non-surviving fetus into a severely disabled child. And we'll see what that choice they picked, and more news than that we can find as we go along. Here today on Fix the Family, Fix America Radio, soon to be, like I say, one of the greatest shows in the world on family and family things. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so happy for you to be here. Let's get ready to rumble in this place, all right? And that will be that new study where doop, 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 doop. Is enough being done to protect us from chemicals that could harm us? We have been talking about pesticides being all over the place in fruits and vegetables in the U.S. And these are detectable levels of pesticides present in a large number of fruits and vegetables sold in the United States. And now a new study has come out showing that children exposed to higher levels of a type of pesticide found in trace amounts on commercially grown fruit and vegetables, not organically grown or really grown, are more likely to have the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder than children with less exposure. People, how many of these things do we need? ADHD... And Fix the Family, Fix America's thought on that is that we're finding out that as ADHD diagnosis has risen throughout the years, it's possible that some parents are simply accepting ADHD instead of good parenting. We look into that in past shows. We're not going to go into that right now. Right now we're talking about where researchers measured the levels of pesticide byproducts in the urine of 1,139 children across the United States. We talk about that. If you can measure pesticides in your child's urine, but after eating organic food or eating real food for just a little while, and 1 to 6 hours later, the pesticides are gone from your child's urine. If that doesn't scare you enough, I don't know what does. So, They measure the pesticide byproducts of the urine of 1,139 children. Children with above average levels of the common byproduct of one common byproduct had roughly twice the odds, two times more likely of getting a diagnosis of ADHD. Now, you've always said, eat your fruits and vegetables, and these parents probably trying to do the correct thing, saying, you know, little Jane or little Billy, eat your strawberries or your blueberries. But then the exposure to the pesticides on these things, known as organophosphates, they've been linked to behavior and cognitive problems in children in the past. But the previous study, at large, look at us across this spectrum of this great country we call America, and that is why we say if we can fix the family, we can fix America. So if we can fix the families from stop feeding their children organophosphates, we possibly can stop children having behavioral and cognitive problems in school. What will that lead to? That will turn into children becoming more knowledgeable, more educated, more calm, more relaxed, and more attention-based learning possibilities for them. This is very, very important. Organophosphates are designed to have toxic effects on the nervous system, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they kill pests. Organophosphates are designed to kill bugs by having toxic effects on the nervous systems. Now, they act on a set of brain chemicals closely related to those involved in ADHD. So it seems plausible that exposure to organophosphates could be associated with ADHD-like symptoms, right? Well, your great, wonderful EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency regulations, have eliminated most residential uses for the pesticides, including lawn care and termites. So what the EPA has said is that you can't do this stuff in your own yard, even though you're not going to eat your trees or your rose bushes in the front of your house, right? But they did not stop the conventional farmers from spraying this stuff all over the stuff we eat. So, adults are exposed to the pesticide oil, but young children are especially sensitive to them, probably because they're growing. Detectable levels of the pesticide are present in a large number of fruits and vegetables sown in the United States, according to the Department of Agricultural study. And let me tell you how much this is. In a representative sample of produce tested by the agency, almost 30% of frozen blueberries had the pesticides in large amounts. 20% of celery, 25%, a quarter of all strawberries contain traces of one type of organophosphate, at least. Other types of organophosphates were found in 27% in green beans, 17% and 8% of broccoli. Although kids should not stop eating fruits and vegetables. This is their tagline, by the way. This is their safety. Get ready for it. Here it comes. Although kids should not stop eating fruits and vegetables, buying organic or local produce whenever possible is a good idea. Now, local produce does not mean that they don't spray their stuff. So be sure you understand that a local produce still can mean conventionally grown. Organic has to be record kept. Records have to be kept to keep that USDA organic symbol on their package, and no pesticides can be used. Organic fruits and vegetables contain much less pesticides, if any. The only way they could contain pesticides is if it's possibly newly converted land, which takes many years to convert the land from conventional to organic. But you can get detectable levels of pesticide in newly converted land. But otherwise, organic foods are the way to go. Now, they also show in surveys that if you go to your local and farmer's market and buy it from your local farmers, the pesticides are, because the farmers can't just go and buy this stuff in the kind of bulk that the conventional farms can, but still understand they may spray. So, anyway, the direct cause and effect link between pesticides and ADHD, of course, as they say, is hard to establish. So in other words, saying, we don't know for sure, but we're pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? National surveys have shown fruits and vegetables from... Wait a minute. I just said that. There appears to be some relation between organophosphate pesticide exposure and the development of ADHD. This is now the largest study of its kind to date. And it has been an incredible turn of events to do this. They tested the samples of the urine metabolites. The result, when the body breaks down more than 28 different pesticides, 95% of the children had at least one byproduct detected in their urine, and over 10% of the children in the study were diagnosed with ADHD. The kids were judged to have ADHD if their symptoms, as reported by their parents, met established criteria for the disorder, or if they had taken ADHD medication regularly in the previous year. Now, remember, those parents could be just saying it because they're not really parenting, but we'll get into that at another time. Compared to kids with the lowest levels, the kids with levels were 10 times higher, were over 50% more likely, twice as much to have ADHD. This is very, very, very big news. This is 100% more risk if you eat these pesticides. 100% more risk eating these pesticides. My and Fix the Family, Fix America recommendation is now stop it. Stop it now. Please. Anyway, let's go into some other news. Other news. Yes, 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 yes. Other news. Doop, dooby, doop, boop. Woo! Again, we really appreciate you coming and listening to us here every day, every Wednesday from 11 to 12 on Fix the Family, Fix America Radio, soon to be one of the greatest family shows of all time, and definitely the most listened to across this planet as we go along. We would like to thank one of our sponsors right now. As you know, and every one of you know, our official nationwide print partner is Soho Office. I cannot recommend these people enough. Soho Office does printing. They can change the way you do business. They can change the way you work. They can be your meeting area for your business, your P.O. box, your suite for your business. They can be your printing, all your printing needs, your shipping needs. They can basically help you be the entire back end of your business. Soho Office. The one especially at the Village of Sand Hill in Columbia, South Carolina, with Jan Day. Jan Day. Goodness gracious. Dan, Jay, and Kelly. You go there. Those people will take care of you. I can't speak for all Soho offices across the world, but these individuals here will definitely help you in any manner whatsoever. Please go to there and get the back end of your new business, your entrepreneurial spirit, alive and well at Soho Office. Fantastic stuff. I agree with everything that I'm saying, and eventually you will too. So just sit back, listen up, and let's do some more stuff. All right. I love that stuff. I love that stuff. Okay, people, teetotalers, pay attention. Remember, we do talk about the good life in our success side of Fix the Family, Fix America. Very, very crucial for you to understand this. And some of the good life things we look at are the libations that you could be having, the and many other exquisite imbibes upon yourself that you could be having. And that's a lot of fun when you reach success and can have these, because part of life is having your spare time in what you want instead of what you need. Very crucial, ladies and gentlemen. But here's a new study. Let's talk about the cold one first. Knock back a cold one's good for you. I cannot tell you again and again how many studies have come across beer as being good for you. So Real Fitness, coming from beer, go hand in hand, despite the beverage's bad reputation, which is beer bellies, dehydration, public drunkenness, bar brawls, fat boys, etc. In other words, the delicious brew is chock full of natural antioxidants and vitamins that can prevent heart disease and even rebuild muscle. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? Some beers are better than others. Now, dark beers pack more of an antioxidant punch than light beers, and antioxidants help reverse the cellular damage caused by these oxidizing compounds that naturally occur in your body. If you eat non-real food, you can increase the cellular damage, and so you need more and more antioxidants. Anyway, they found specifically dark beers had greater health benefits than lagers, and Guinness, the old Guinness slogan, a Guinness a day, it was a thinly veiled promise of the beer's health benefits. Of course, the company could not say that because there's this war on alcohol, but it tends to be true. Tends to be true that the compounds and polyphenols in the hops and stuff that these beer have can help lower cholesterol, fight cancer, and kill viruses. Now, energy. Beer has a high energy content as well. Only pure fat can top the energy content here, people. This is why bars are constantly active when people are sitting around drinking beer, because your average beer has 120 calories, so that's as much as a Big Mac. So if you have If you have four beers, you're eating basically a Big Mac. Now, the calories have dire consequences, but beer in moderation won't have you hold on to all those extra calories, because the energy boost is definitely, definitely not the answer for beer to give you this energy, because alcohol is pure caloric fuel, and it will run you, and then it's gone. It's burned instantaneously. Remember, we talked about how alcohol is burned first, so what you eat with alcohol is stored. So make sure you check that out. But anyway, you can get good stuff from beer, but let's talk about today's mass-produced beer versus bottle-fermented beer. If you can find bottle-fermented beer where the enzymes are alive still in the beer, I believe Scheinerbach has a Hefeweizen that is bottle fermented, where the enzymes are still alive in the bottle. So as soon as you open that, you're drinking the good enzymes, the good polyphenols, and the antioxidants that reverse the cellular damage. So knock back a cold one without fear, people, and you'll be just fine. So we got no problems with that. Now, another study, after you knock back your beer for your antioxidants and stuff, you can also knock back half a bottle of wine. Study out of France found that people who drank up to half a bottle of wine, not just the two recommended by the world, half a bottle, are healthier than people who do not drink at all. They looked at over 150,000 people and concluded those who enjoyed low or moderate intake of alcohol tended to exercise more, have higher social status. That's right, higher social status, meaning they get to go into places where people sit and drink and talk and join in with each other in the conversation, and not just internet chats, ladies and gentlemen. I know a few people who are do not drink at all, and they miss this ability to just be able to go out and have some conversations with other people a lot, because they say, I don't go to bars, so basically after 9, they've got nowhere to go. Anyway, higher social status suffer from less stress compared to people who never touch the drop or drink to excess. Now, the volunteers were 97,000 men and 52,000 women. The results showed those who drank moderately were more likely to have lower cardiovascular disease, lower heart rate, lower stress, lower depression, and lower body mass index. Let me repeat this for you. Moderate drinkers, in other words, people that are drinking in life. In other words, add to this the positive effects of their mindset. Not these people are not sitting there depressed and drinking. These people are happy and drinking moderately and enjoying it and talking to others and just having a better life in general. They have lower cardiovascular disease, lower heart rate, lower stress, lower depression, and lower body mass. In other words, they're not as obese. The studies, the findings showed moderate alcohol consumption is a powerful general indicator of optimal social status, and this could be the key reason for improved health in these subjects. So meaning, these people, because they're not so staunch in their beliefs, that they're able to go out and enjoy life a little more with other people. So in turn, not just saying that the half a bottle of wine a day is, makes you healthier, it could be possibly meeting with like-minded people, able to bounce your ideas off people, able to have conversations, increasing your social status, having people say, oh, you look good in that dress, or you look good in that suit, or you look good in that shirt, or say that's a great idea, or get some feedback in some positive manner on a regular basis, could be a key reason for improving your health. That's important. So get out there, drink your half bottle of wine with people and say, salute! Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. Now, we talked about real food all the time here. We talk about real food all the time. But we've also just uncovered generic food investigation found that some organic beef, excuse me, some organic beef is not really doing what we what they should be doing and what they should be saying now. What's happening is some of the organic beef producers are simply getting older dairy cows, feeding them corn for the last 150 days of their life, organic corn, and then calling it organic. Now, that is not the way to do it, because to be truly organic beef, you have to start taking care of the beef in the last trimester, that's right, before it's even born. Now, I could take that one statement, and we could have a show on that alone here on Fix the Family, Fix America. If you can only be organic by taking care of the beef prior to its birth, then what does that say about our thoughts on children? Anyway, what I'm saying to you is we now know, and I have witnessed and I have told you over and over and over, that you have everything you need to succeed inside you before you were born. And it comes true even in cows. So take care of the organic cows in the last trimester is the only way they can be truly organic. But they are finding out, again, in this expose, that they are grabbing the dairy cows and then converting them to organic in the last 150 days. Because that is not the correct way to do it. So make sure you know where your organic beef is coming from if you're buying generic or private labels. ask the grocery store where it's coming from and see if they can tell you. And then once you find out, go do some research and make sure that that place is doing the correct organic beef. All right? Very important. Very important. Now, the kids with the ADHD eating the pesticides can carry this little dirty dozen cheat sheet. And it tells them on one side that you need to always buy organic of these 12 foods. And then on the other side, you can, if you can't get to organic on these foods, then you're probably okay. But again, as we just saw, the least amount of exposure you have to organophosphates, the better. But anyway, on the dirty dozen bad side, that you should always buy organic, get your pen and paper. This is very, very crucial. I'm going to tell you the dirty dozen that you should always buy organic, no matter what, to feed your kid. It is important. All right, sorry, I had to clear some allergy side effects from my body. Dirty Dozen Cheat Sheet, organic food, on the must-buy organic side. Celery. Kids, peanut butter and celery. Oh, so incredible. Make sure you buy the natural peanut butter. And I can recommend to you, Earth Fair has an incredible natural peanut butter that does not, you don't have to stir, and it won't tear up your bread as much as that natural stuff. Next on the list, grapes. Yes, how many parents put grapes in their kids' lunchbox? But if you're not buying the organic grapes, ooh, that's not good. Cherries. Crop-dusted cherries are just loaded in organophosphates. Apples, pears. You see a trend here, people. Peach or nectarines. Raspberries. Strawberries. Spinach and other leafy vegetables. Bell peppers. Green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, orange peppers, all of those peppers, pears, and last but not least, the lowly potato. All must be purchased in organics because they will suck up the organophosphates. This is important. Grapes, cherry, if you're writing this down, parents, I'm going to read them off to you again. You ready? Grapes, cherries, apples, pears, peach nectarines, potatoes, celery, the pepper family, the lettuce family, spinach family, raspberries, strawberries, basically any berry, and pears. Need to be buying those completely organic. Very, 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 very crucial. Now, foods they say that have a low pesticide count even when they're sprayed with the organic phosphates. I'm going to differ with a few of these because if the potato, which is in the soil, needs to be bought organic, then the onion, which is in the soil, needs to be bought organic, and they're saying onion's okay. They're also listing cabbage. I disagree completely. We just talked about leafy vegetables on the other side, so cabbage cannot be on the low pesticide side. Eggplant, corn, peas, bananas, broccolis, The reason I say bananas is because bananas really aren't sprayed that much. Avocados, tomatoes. Don't agree with tomatoes at all. Oops. Kiwi, mango, sweet potato, and pineapple. Oh, and asparagus and broccoli. They're saying those are low pesticide foods. I disagree with a few of them. I'd have to see more and more studies on that. We will get as much as we can into that as it goes. But remember, tell your kids right now when they're at anywhere out. Now, remember, this includes ingredients or juice. When you go buy juices, if you're not buying organic juices, you're buying liquefied pesticides. If you're not buying organic fruit-filled toaster pastries or organic fruit-filled lunch bars, you are buying pesticide-loaded toaster pastries or pesticide-loaded fruit bars. Didn't think about that, did you? Remember, our newest disease in the diet that's coming up next Wednesday, is called, are we processing ourselves to death? And by making these things appear to be super, like a fruit-filled bar, when in fact, if the fruit is not organic and it's on the Dirty Dozen cheat sheet at least, then you are still eating and consuming those organophosphates and possibly in mass quantities, even more quantities than if you were to eat the raw fruit itself, because these industries and assembly line plants that are creating these large amounts of toaster pastries with apple filling or cherry filling or blueberry filling or whatever filling. They're getting them from farms that need to be quick to market. And by quick to market, I mean no bugs. Get them up, get them out, get them to the factory, because that factory needs to keep going, keep pushing. So make sure you understand that even as the ingredients in food, you need to make sure you're buying the real stuff. And by real here, we mean organic. So that's just one way to understand that that's the way you need to be. That is very, very important. Let's talk about Big Money Land for a minute. Big Money Land. Now, I was talking to a breast cancer survivor. We have the book series, Blessed with Cancer, soon to be coming out, by the way, with our stories. And you've seen the ribbon, the pink ribbon for breast cancer all over the place. You've seen tie-ins with that pink ribbon in a lot of, interesting places or bad collaborations over the years, I'm sure. But this breast cancer survivor is, not me, this breast cancer survivor that I'm talking about is very upset at the newest pink KFC Bucket for the Cure campaign. The chicken chain peddling the pink buckets of chicken, available in stores through the end of May, to raise funds for breast cancer research while feeding you the fat and sodium nightmare and the non-organic chicken, bacon, cheese, double-down sandwich. It is trying to help you prevent breast cancer. Interesting tie-in. interesting tie-in. Now, when researchers tested samples of grilled chicken from six different KFC stores, because people would say to me, what about the grilled chicken? They found PHIP, which is a chemical classified as a carcinogen by the federal government, in every single sample. PHIP has been linked to several forms of cancer, including breast cancer, in dozens of studies. Now, if you're there to buy a bucket of bucket for the cure, pink bucket of chicken to take home to your family, and you're eating the grilled chicken loaded with PHIP, the chemical classified as carcinogen that could cause breast cancer, are you really helping yourself by funding the research for the breast cancer that you could possibly be giving yourself? It's an interesting tie-in. That's almost like the infinite loop. You know, you're over here and you buy the bucket, and then, you know, you get, possibly you get cancer, and then you have to get the cure, or you get assistance from the people that you bought the bucket for. See that infinite loop? Very bad. So, wow. Anyway, this person, when they first learned of their breast cancer, she is living proof that she changed how she ate and got rid of the breast cancer. She regularly ate meat, eggs, and dairy foods, and she switched to the vegetable bowls for a little while. She ate 40% less meat, and she has eating a lot of plant foods, and she has not had any. She's been cancer-free ever since, and that's 18 years. Now, she's saying that KFC no doubt hopes to make a killing by selling many, many pink buckets over the next month, but it is doing consumers a real disservice by glossing over the fact that regularly eating what's in the buckets can increase your odds of being diagnosed with cancer in the first place. So she's saying, kick the KFC bucket and don't fall prey to the pinkness. I'd have to agree. Remember, disease in the diet is not about going out and eating dirty chicken. Not saying moderate KFC would be a bad thing. We do not sit here and say stay on any certain way at any certain time, because life has to be lived. I and everyone I know has no other choice sometimes but to grab some sort of fast food. So you just try to make the healthiest choices you can when you can. But the example that she was citing is going to buy the pink bucket for the anti-cancer or for the cancer donation is really not the reason to go grab the bucket. And I kind of see that. I kind of see that way. So I just wanted to bring that up to you. People are having these issues. Now, let's talk about this question here I want to talk about. As you know, prematurity and premiracles weigh heavily on my mind because everything that I am started from the birth of my premature daughter. And now this headline, two new pieces of research raise a profoundly troubling question. Is it sometimes wrong to keep premature babies alive? That's the headline. Is it sometimes wrong? No, it's not. Let's just put that to it right now. No, it's not. Let's get into the article. When Haley Franklin reached what she thought was the halfway point of her longed-for pregnancy, she had no idea of the horrifying decision she and her husband, Jez, would have to make barely 2 weeks later. As they laid in a hospital bed, reeling from the news that their baby was almost certain to arrive dangerously early, her consultant offered two options. You can have a termination or I can try to turn a non-surviving fetus into a severely disabled child by holding off your label until the baby has a chance of survival. The choice is yours. Death or disability? Most parents would choose neither for their child. But, alas, as you know, parents of preemies and premature children born 24 weeks or earlier, these are often their only option. Now, this couple, the pregnancy felt like a miracle to them, and they agreed that there was still hope, no matter how small, and they decided to save their daughter. And 2 weeks later, because of a stitch in her cervix intended to delay her labor, resulted in a serious infection. She had to be induced for risk of losing her own life as well. Her daughter, Megan, was taken from her womb prematurely at 24 weeks, weighing 1 pound, 7 ounces. Of the 650,000 babies born over in the UK every year, 80,000 of them are born prematurely, half of which spend time in intensive care, and Megan was among the 200 born so early they were on the very edge of life, very similar to our statement, I mean our child. Last month's news of a rise in the number of live babies born weighing less than 2 pounds, the weight of a 27 to 28-week-old fetus, was taken in some quarters as evidence that extremely premature babies are surviving in greater numbers. So the 24-week abortion limit over in the UK is now being looked at as probably not the best time. We'll get into that some other time. Two. So if you use medical intervention to support such vulnerable babies, you are often enrolling them in lifelong race with many hurdles down the track. So, what? Again, you cannot simply look at a child or a person and look at their disease and then look at the stats of this disease and decide that's the way you should go. Because, again, that never takes into account the human spirit. My name is Jack Hatfield, and I am known as the human spirit revitalizer. And if you cannot take into account the human spirit when dealing with degenerative diseases or problems in your life, then you are not making the correct decision. Now, there was a study last week we even talked about it, the premature babies are more sensitive to pain later in life because the weeks in the hospital and during the painful treatments as newborns leaves a damaging impression on their brains. So now some ethicists cite that to be a reason to not save the babies. They're saying after the survival, there's a high risk of severe chest infections, heart attacks, brain hemorrhaging, fitting, and hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain. Then there's the worry of the sight and hearing problems, respiratory difficulties, and cerebral palsy. Again, these parents of these children are not sitting there looking at their child as a stat that should be treated as a number. They're looking at their child and seeing what they can do with that child and the hopes and dreams of their child, of having that child, growing that child. Then these same people saying, look, there are higher rates of divorce among these parents. There are higher instances of premature children being the only children because their needs put an enormous strain on their families. Again, that's not your choice to make. I'm sitting here looking at a beautiful picture of the girl we were just discussing, born at 24 weeks at the very edge of life. Her name is Megan Franklin, with her parents, Jez and Haley. Normal, beautiful-looking baby girl. Now, these two parents did agree that if Megan suffered a brain bleed or something very, very, very traumatic, they would have to obviously get to that decision where putting through the child through unnecessary pain and condemning her to a life of severe disability, they would have had to come up with some difficult decisions. But 5 months of time, no permanent damage, no brain damage or permanent health problems. She could have been blind, just like my daughter. But they're having a great time with a boisterous four-year-old. And they never gave up. And they struggled through it. And we salute them. Fix the Family, Fix America salutes them now. You have to remember, that you want to keep a positive life experience for your child. And you have to remember, you want to keep a positive life experience for you. And it is your decision to decide on whether your spirit and your child's spirit can walk together through this path that could be tough at times. And if you honestly can say you don't have the strength to give it your best shot, then I don't know what to say. Never once did I waver from thinking that my daughter was going to be the best she can be, and I still will not waver from that thought. And I do not see a lot of parents of disabled or premature or any other children wavering that thought as well. I do see parents of normal children doing a horrible job sometimes. And that's another Fix the Family, Fix America. That's why we do positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The offshoot of that is disease and the diet. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know what we talk about here. We love it, and we're so glad you're listening to us. We got one more quick story. It's not a good story to end on today. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. But a common activity turned out to be not good for this mother in Britain. Before we get into this story, I'd like to thank you for listening. Please remember Disease and the Diet next Wednesday. Go to fixthefamilyfixamerica.org for more information. Go to diseaseandthediet.com for more information. And, of course, be ready for the Natural Success Principles book launch on June 9th. We're going to be talking about that next week. We have many things coming up. Oh, really quick. By the end of the day, I will recommend a cookbook for you to start preventing and curing, definitely preventing cancer in your body. So you can start cooking with this cookbook and possibly stay cancer-free. It's very important. This woman, had a drunken fall in a friend's bathroom in 2005. She had a drunken fall in 2005 in a friend's bathroom. She went to the doctor after the drunken fall, and the doctors missed something. even after taking x-rays. Now, 2 years later, the lady who was in constant pain, she finally convinced doctors that there was something stuck in her. However, 2 years later, what would have been a routine for to remove this item had become much more dangerous because it was now embedded in her pelvis. She had two unsuccessful operations in 2007, and then she was in such agony that she agreed to do one more surgery in 2009. 10 hours of that surgery failed to produce the effect, and she died from massive blood loss. Now remember this fall, this drunken fall in the friend's bathroom happened in 2005. She went to the doctor, and the doctors failed to find and see, even taking x-rays, the 6-inch-long toilet brush that was embedded in her buttocks. This woman fell on a toilet brush in 2005 in a friend's bathroom. And the British medical system took x-rays and did not see it. 2 years later, in constant pain, she finally convinced doctors that there was something in her. They found the handle and they couldn't get it out. So now, doctors who first saw her at Lincoln County Hospital and Grantham Hospital in central England were slammed for serious errors. It was a significant foreign object, Coroner Stuart Fisher said. It is difficult to image anything more significant. Her husband, Peter, is taking legal action. His comment is, okay, she was drunk, but they didn't take her seriously. She showed them the wound, but they didn't do a proper examination. It was probably down to the hospitals trying to save money and doing things as cheaply as possible. Now, I want you to take that into consideration. When we are trying to look at ways to cut costs, cut medical costs across the board, making everyone a stat, trying to do things as cheaply as possible, missing 6-inch toilet brushes impaled in one of our buttocks. Fix the Family, Fix America radio show, soon to be the number one radio show. Family radio show in all the world. I'd like to thank you for listening. We have 90 seconds, according to my producer, which is a computer. Here in the studio, we like, again, thank you for listening. This particular show was lots of fun and very informative. Please, please, when you have children, let's not have organophosphates in their urine. Let's get them as clean foods as possible. Get the real foods. Help them out. Also, get them a cheat sheet so they know when they're out and about, they can learn for themselves what they need to eat, what they need to do. And remember, drink half a bottle of wine and at least a couple beers every day, and you'll be in good spirits. And, of course, if you fall in a bathroom, please do not go to the England hospitals without making sure that they check that area in your buttocks for toilet brushes. We have learned a lot today. My name is Jack Atfield. Fix the Family, Fix America is here for you. Make sure you give us a holler next week, and we look forward to next week where we'll hopefully have a guest host I mean, not a guest host, a guest on the show, and we would talk about lots of things. Thank you for listening. Good family day. Kiss your children and give them a hug. Thanks a lot. Have a nice one.